Relax. We're here. The boys are back and we're doing another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay. It's me. It's your boy. Okay. It's the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game. The fucking Thotty Bubati. Okay. The mogul himself, Sebi Chianti, Sebastian Canelli. Okay. All right. Everyone, I know you're wondering, is he here? And he's here every single week and he is looking cute. Okay, it is the cute boy himself. He may not be blood, but he is my nephew. Give it up for Robbie boy. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian?
What's up, Robbie? Why are you giggling?
Because I'm excited to do this. It's gonna be funny.
It's always, of course, it's gonna be fun.
Based on the last 5 minutes before we started.
We honestly, I'm so excited about this person. She is literally so funny. She makes me laugh so fucking hard. I am so excited because she doesn't put up with my bullshit. Okay.
No.
She hated the intro. She turned 90 degrees away.
She's looking at the camera.
She stopped. She's legit hiding because she's like, how can I call this person my friend? Yeah. What is wrong with me that I talk to him? Okay. She's a writer for Keenan. She's the fucking one of the funniest people I know. Give it up for Rachel Pegram. Rachel, oh, hello.
Oh my God.
Rachel, isn't that beautiful?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I literally am so excited. People that have seen my shows always say how funny you are whenever, because we used to get to perform together back in the day. Yeah, it is true. And they would literally be like, that girl Rachel is so fucking funny. And I couldn't agree with them more.
Oh, no, you're so funny, Sebastian. What are you talking about?
Of course, but there could be two of us. One, there could be two of us. We could both be fucking funniest.
No.
Rachel, no, don't do that.
No.
Sometimes do believe in improv scenes. There could only be one funny person.
Well, you know, sometimes.
That's why I never step out with you.
I go, no,
I'm kidding.
I mean, listen, it would explain a lot, you know? There's not a lot of... I know if Sebastian's stepping out with me, Sebastian's about to be doing something crazy.
Yes.
Sebastian's about to be wild. And I know that I can't top it. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? What is this guy doing?
No, you have a smooth charm about you. I have a messy charm. You have like something, yours is much like, you come across, you go, oh, that person's cool. Me, it's like, oh, that person sweats in his sleep.
No.
Okay? That's what people, when they watch me, they go, oh, I could see him leaving showers and like using a towel and still be wet afterwards, you know? It's a problem.
Not what anyone is thinking when
Everyone.
They're watching you perform.
Everyone's thinking about my towel game.
No,
are you kidding me?
No, not at all. Not once. I've never seen that in my life.
Do you use a robe or a towel?
A towel. I wish I had a robe.
Do you know there's psychopaths out there that don't even towel down? They just put robes on right after the shower?
What do you mean? How do they do that?
They're dripping wet, right?
Yeah.
Out of the shower, you're dripping wet. And right. Rather than grab a towel to rub it down, they just put on a robe and let the robe soak in all the moisture.
That's not how that works. That doesn't work like that.
I know.
You're gonna be wet all in the leg. Your whole leg is gonna be so wet.
You're right.
That's crazy. You're just dripping.
Or
wet
you
legs.
Have to use the robe to dry your feet.
Yeah.
This seems gross. Like on your feet. Your feet are so dirty.
Do you bend down and wash your feet?
Absolutely.
Woo! You're
Are
classy.
You not washing your feet?
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! I didn't realize you were gonna.
You're not washing your feet down there? Come on, get in there.
Okay, here's the truth, Rachel. I haven't been down to wash my feet in probably 15 years.
How do your feet get cleaned?
Right.
They don't. They get the trickle down effects. Government.
Where are you stopping? Show me, where are you stopping on your leg?
I'm stopping above the knee.
No, you're not. You're getting down. Come on.
No,
calf?
I maybe I never do a calf. I never do a calf unless there was a situation like that. I was rolling around in the dirt.
You don't finish the leg?
I don't finish the leg. There's no aerobics happening in this. I stand up straight. I never bend down. I get up to my knee. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. This is wild. I even bought a long loofah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll just get the loofah. I'll get it going. Doesn't matter.
No?
This is actually so I went out with a girl and she bought me some foot shit. And now it's all making sense. It's like she bought me some shit to peel away all the dead skin on my feet.
You gotta be getting down to your feet at least once a week, I think.
Once, okay.
I'd say, I'm not saying every day you gotta get down there. I'm just saying you're walking around on those things all the time. They're getting everything.
I know.
Everything on the ground.
You wanna know the sick part? I don't even wear shoes. I just wear for slides.
That's fine. That's but, okay.
So my feet, it's not like they're even being protected by socks. They're just out.
You're
in
not
this
putting
world.
A sock on with the slides?
Not always.
Oh.
I need to start washing my feet.
I mean, this is not, you know, this is not a judgment. This is just, you know, a suggestion. I'm just looking out. You might end up with issues down the line.
My grandpa had issues. I remember I had to go with him to the podiatrist to get his toenails cut. And the guy wore goggles and had something electrical. He had an electrical tool. No, I don't want that.
No.
Yeah, you got to start taking care of your feet, buddy. Yeah.
What about sitting? Why don't you sit on the edge and you could sit down and you could wash them?
Rachel,
and it could be real, get them real luxurious.
I mean, I don't have a thick ass, but it's for my body. It's still big. It's not thick for my body, but it's thick in proportion to the world, you know?
I hear you. Okay, you know what? What about what about you get, okay, so you have a nice special day. You do like a nice foot day and you get one of those little buckets, like one of those little spa things for your feet. And then you can like put it in, you'll put a little salts in there. You can light a couple of candles and it's just like a whole foot day.
That's nice. I might do that. You know what? I'm going to make a promise to you right now. I'm going to do a foot day.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to do
Sunday. Sunday's the foot day.
Sunday Come should on. Be. It's a nice, relaxing day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, this is going to be a exciting summer. You want your feet looking nice, smelling nice.
Yes. Hot foot summer.
You
want to
go back into the hot foot summer.
Hot foot summer. Yes. It's, yes. This is a good point. I never got that. I was never a foot guy. I never liked that stuff. You know, I don't know. No.
You don't like to look at him, touch him?
I kiss the
Give
girls.
A little pet, a little lick. Huh?
you're a freak. You're Come a freak. On.
Suck on a couple of toes. Come on, man.
Have you ever sucked on a toe?
Me? No, but I've had it done. And it's
How
great.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah, I'm here which, for it.
Which toe? I guess you go for the big toe, right?
You're going big, but you can kind of hit them all. I'd say the one that's not doing anything for me is the pinky. That's like, get off of that thing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess I could barely feel my pinky toe. I guess that's very
Yeah, you're like, pinky toe is not really doing anything. Also, my pinky toe is disgusting. I mean, it's got the little toe. I mean, I wish I could show it. It's just hanging on by a thread always, or falling off. Just the little toenails constantly falling off.
No. Oh, really? It's yeah. Oh God. I had a buddy that was like, I never cut my toenails. They always just fall off when I walk around.
That's
He's dead
healthy.
Now. He's dead. It's actually a kid I know he that died.
He was a zombie.
He was always dead. That's the thing. I met him at the graveyard on Halloween and he goes, I don't cut my toenails. Oh, do you cut your toenails?
You should have known that was a ghost.
I know. And I was talking I was asking him about skincare routine and it was falling off as he's talking to me. And I'm like, what do? You know, your skin's so nice. He goes, ooh. Good Lord. Anyways. Thank you for coming on this show. You didn't realize that. I'll just, I get to just ask any questions I want. That's beautiful. Hey. I can't believe that you've had someone suck on your toes. I kissed the girl's foot once and she said, don't you dare do that.
Oh, no, really?
She said, don't
she
you
didn't like you kissing her foot?
No,
I guess
but then
that's fair.
Then she told me to come inside of her. And I was like, wait, we can't. This is too.
No. Those are different planes, different worlds, you know?
Those are different worlds. Yeah. Well, my sister listens.
You can want someone to come inside of you, but not want to kiss your foot.
That's beautiful. I know, you're right.
That's what we're fighting for. That's the main thing we're fighting for as feminists.
Is it?
That's like the number one thing. Gloria Steinem sent out like a big thing and she was like, this is it, ladies. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. I want to be on the right side of things. So thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. Okay. Rachel, I asked you what you want to get loud about, right? And you sent me phenomenal topics to talk about. Okay.
Yes.
I want to get loud about the thing that you said, but I need to talk to you about dancing before going out on for like a big night. That is such, I am about that.
Yes. It's like, I haven't done it in so long now, but like before you go out, I feel like the best feeling is like sitting on the ground, putting your makeup on, and then music is playing and you're like also getting a little drunk and you're like dancing and you're getting hype and like also I'm getting sweaty, I'm a little ruining my makeup. It is the best feeling. It's the best. I love it. Yes,
like a little pregame to the party.
Yes, it's like a pregame, but just for me.
Oh, so this is just you alone. This isn't even you with other people.
I mean, it is with other people sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, not really ever any of my roommates, but sometimes my like friends, like when they're like over and we're getting ready all together. Like Rachel Jarovsky, we would like get ready for our shows. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so awesome. What would you listen to? What gets you hyped?
You know, ultimately, it's the most basic of jams. It's going to be some Ariana Grande and Beyonce. Those are the ones. I would say I could get pretty hyped to either.
I never heard of them. I need to check those two artists out.
Yeah. They're just kind of like new on the scene.
Underground. If you want new hit music tastes, everyone should DM Rachel and be like, who's up and coming in this music game?
This is rude.
Who is going to be a bad? Honestly, Rachel, no. The people need to know. One day I was like, Rachel, I'm in a bad mood. And she's like, you know who you should check out? The Beatles. And you know what?
To say that's blasphemous because I would never recommend the Beatles.
You would never recommend the Beatles?
Life. No.
I hope. Thank God.
Every single one of those Beatles can get fucked.
I think they did.
They definitely did.
Every single one of those Beatles.
Two of them got really fucked.
Get the fucking fucked out of here, okay? Now,
what about George?
Fuck him. Who's that?
Yes, drag him before we know him. Yes, fuck him. That's what I'm like.
That is.
He's been dead.
George died on Staten Island. I don't know why that's a fact I know, and everyone from Staten Island's like proud of it. It's like George Harrison died on Staten Island. This is, you know, everyone's like loves this fact, but it's kind of sad.
Who was George Harrison?
He was he wrote a lot of songs for the Beatles, and he was at one of the Beatles, and I believe
he was or was not.
He was.
He was.
Yeah. Oh. He wrote My Guitar Gently Weeps, I believe, Blackbird, right?
He wrote Here Comes the Sun. Apparently though. He died in L.A.
Shut up!
Wait, what?
Maybe his estate doesn't want people to know he died on Staten Island because on Wikipedia it says he died in L.A.
Well, we're changing that. Actually, this is a call to the fans right now, all the hotties out there. Hit Wikipedia up and change George Harrison's death to Staten Island. Please, this is a call to the hotties.
What were the circumstances that he died? What are the facts that you know about him dying in Staten Island?
He had cancer. It was no good. It was no good.
As cancer usually is.
It was no good. That's how she describes cancer. She goes, it's okay or it's no good. There's no stages. It's either this one or the other for my mother, you know?
Well, you know, kind of.
Yes, kind of. And so I heard from my mother about this. She goes, George Harrison has cancer. He's on Staten Island. It's no good. He's going to die on Staten Island.
Going to?
Yeah.
When did he die?
He died at a friend's home in Los Angeles, age 58.
Wait, what year is that? What year?
2001, right after 9/11.
Oh, wow. That's a shame.
That is a shame. That's a shame. I remember when 9/11 happened, my mother looked at me and she says, "Thank God my mother died before this."
I mean, I kind of get it, you know? Uh-huh. You kind of either want to like fully live in a 9/11 world or you don't want to know it ever happened.
100%. Yeah. Imagine being like still thinking that there's weapons of mass destruction, like dying then and be like, I don't know how it's going to end.
A day after? Terrible.
Stop.
No. Kill me on the 10th. Don't kill me on the 12th.
Don't kill me on the 12th. Thank you. Now that's a quotable. I could see that in Bed Bath & Beyond. That's going to be above my headboard. Kill me on the 10th. Don't kill me on the 12th. Okay?
Please. Oh, God. It only makes sense in context. Only makes sense in context.
So I once was getting, I love dancing before. I like hyping myself up, party, like mm-hmm. that. I always wear headphones before all shows because music like puts me in a good state of mind, right? Yeah. I always say like it's embarrassing. Comedies, you have to play music before it because music's so much better. It gets people excited for a lesser art form that's about to happen.
Yeah.
And I was one time in college, me and my friend were getting ready, and we're like, we hit a bowl, we were drinking a little bit, and we're like listening to music. We're dancing, just me and him in our dorm room. The kid's knee just pops out. The whole socket just pops out of his knee. No. Just standing up, his whole knee comes out of his socket.
Oh no.
We had to rush to the hospital. I had to stand there because when you're in college, you have no family, right? So you only have friends.
Yeah.
Right. When emergencies happen, I was like, okay, this is my duty. I got to go with this kid.
Right.
They put his knee. I had to watch them push the knee back into place. Oof. And then that's when we found out his knee could just move out of place all the time.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knew that?
No, he didn't know that he found out that day that he's got a loose knee.
Did you proceed with caution after this when you would dance before going out?
He got kicked out of school for selling weed. The cops raided our dorm.
Oh, damn.
Where was the family then?
No, you know what? He was family then because when they came into my room, they found some. I remember. It was the first day we moved into like our new apartment sophomore year of college. The first day we move in and he's like, yo, I brought so much butter because he sold weed. He's like, I got so much. I got like a fucking quarter pound. I was like, oh, this is awesome. He showed me. He's like, yeah, let's smoke a little bag. Okay. We smoke and I go in the kitchen and I'm making Crystal Light in a big container. And then I'm high. My eyes are shut. I'm making Crystal Light and the cops just burst in through the door. Right. And they literally go, where's the weed? Where's the weed? And I go, what are you talking about? I'm just mixing iced tea with a big container of Crystal Light.
Did they have a war? They just knocked down your like what?
It was like school police.
That's wild.
And if it smells like weed, that's like it was like enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like knew he was selling from the semester before and it smelled like weed. So they were allowed to burst in. But they found some of my weed and he took blame for all the weed in the apartment.
Wow, that was good of him.
It was.
He's not good. A snitch.
He's you know? Not a snitch.
Yeah.
That's loose knees, but not loose lips. Hey. Say that about Pete, okay? Wow.
Yes. What's he up to now? How's he doing?
I think he got wrapped up into a little, right? Like most of my friends, they start doing pills and I stopped talking to them.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's hard, Rachel.
Yeah. That's right.
What's up?
You've been having like little parties in your apartment in quarantine, like without like what you would do normally before you go out, ooh. Except the no go out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
So no dancing, no. Makeup. And
I
hype.
Mean, sometimes I'll just dance because I just to do it to like spark ideas sometimes like to like listen to music but it's not it doesn't feel the same you know because you don't get to have the thing that you're gonna go to But I'm making plans soon, you know? And then I'll have things to go to. All right? I'll be out on the town.
If I have a girl over, I have a girl over, I'll slow dance or dance with them in my room.
Oh.
You'll slow dance?
I'll slow dance in my room alone with a girl.
Ryan Gosling.
I feel like they feel like a fucking angel. I'm lifting them off their feet. I'm fucking whispering in their ear, "You're beautiful. Jesus Christ," stuff like that. Holy fuck, you have no idea what's happening to me right now. Oh my god.
No.
Slow
way.
Dancing. No cheers way. And wines, blowing weed up in the air. I make them lie. I told you, I make them lie belly down and blow weed off their butt cheeks.
What?
You didn't tell Rachel that.
Oh, I didn't tell Rachel that.
What do you do?
I like make them lie belly down. I'll like blow weed off their butt. I'll go, "Oh, I want to blow weed and smoke off blow clouds on their ass."
Is this something that women like?
Love. They love it, Rachel. Because I'm just like, they love it. I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's something that they go, "I'll never experience this again." And it's not invasive.
Uh-huh.
And so I think they go, "Well, this is a Sebastian. This is what it's like to kiss Sebastian." And he slow dances. He cheers and wine and blow weed off my ass. I mean, not bad.
No, it's not bad. I mean, are you clearing the space? Where are you dancing?
We have a little 10 by 2 section. Another measurement. We got 10 by 2. Okay, we got a couple 2 by 4s. So I laid a couple hardwood down. You know what I mean?
No.
No shoes.
2 feet does not seem like a lot of room for two people to dance.
Well, we would. Yeah.
Regardless of the 10.
No, it was good. I would like slow dance or like I would put on music and I would sit on the bed and they would dance or like you never dance
for you. the second verse.
This has turned into
is
we
very
slow dance
different than
together.
The first.
This has turned into we slow dance together and cheers wine to they dance for me and then I blow smoke on their ass. These are two very different experiences.
Yes.
That you're conflating.
One feels very like gentle and romantic and one feels like really like hyped up, you know?
You know what? That's me. I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little salty and sweet. You know what I'm saying? I'm a chocolate covered pretzel.
Okay.
You don't know what you're getting. You know, I'm a graham cracker. I'm a graham cracker. What's the salty? I'm a take five.
Oh, okay.
I'm a take five.
Better. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I 100% will do a slow dance.
Uh-huh.
And then a fast dance and sit down and then they'll keep moving. If you're dancing with someone and you sit down, usually they don't know what
slow
to do,
dance,
so they'll
and then
keep
a fast dance.
So they'll keep dancing because they're confused.
No, wait, I'm sounding worse and worse.
So you're dancing, and then you just kind of you sit. And then she's still kind of moving and she's like, "Wait, should I sit?" And you're like, "No, stay up there." And then she's kind of keeps on moving. Is that what's happening?
Rachel, the sick part is I only had one chair in my room. So it was definitely very confusing.
So she doesn't even have anywhere to sit?
I'm guessing the bed.
On the bed.
So she's
gonna
sit
just
on
laying
the
on the
you
bed.
Took the chair,
taking her pants down, and then you're blowing weed on her ass.
Rachel, what do you want to get loud about?
I feel like I'm asking valid questions.
No, 100%.
I'm checking in.
I think he probably recalled about 10 different situations and is just using parts of all of these different situations, pretending it's one thing that he always does.
I've slow danced with girls. I think one time I heard someone say my boyfriend slow danced with me alone in my apartment. And it was the most romantic thing I've ever felt. And that soaks into my soul. So then I would do that.
Okay.
Like on a first date?
No. No. I think that I'm sensitive like that a little bit, you know? And I think that you two don't realize how sweet I am.
Yeah. It might be hard when you're like, and then I blow weed on her ass. It's hard to understand the full picture.
I understand that you're a sweet person, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. We've had a lot of conversations.
Yes, know? 100%.
You know that you're a sweet person.
Yeah. You're right. But
I your heart's in the right place. I just got questions about kind of, you know, just the whole, but I get the tone.
The weed on the ass is so very fun.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's more fun for me than it is for them.
Yeah, I don't really understand the benefit. I can't really, I'm not really looking at it. I don't even get to enjoy the view of it. As a woman, I feel like in that situation, it's like, okay, do you feel, you don't get to feel anything. Just like, it's like air. It's like someone's blowing on your butt and you're like, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
You're right. I might as well just put my AC close to you.
Okay, we can do other stuff. Can I blow on your? Do you let her then blow weed on your butt?
I got two pancakes. I have two pancakes dripping. I got Salvador Dali cheeks. Okay, I got Salvador Dali cheeks.
That's no. I think the next time you got to offer. I think you should offer.
That's nice. I will. You know?
That's just, hey, are you interested?
But I can't lead with, I can't bring them home and be like, blow smoke off my ass. Because that seems
blow
weird.
Smoke up my ass. That is a phrase. Oh, you're blowing smoke up my ass. So maybe it is meant to feel good, right? Because if you say you're blowing smoke up somebody's ass, it's like, oh, yeah. You're hyping them up.
I thought blowing smoke up somebody's ass is like, you're blowing smoke up my ass. Like,
like you're making me feel good. Like you're just like complimenting me, right? Isn't that what does it mean?
I quite literally thought it was the opposite. Like, it's like, don't lie to me, man. Don't blow smoke up my ass.
Yeah, I think it actually is a bad thing now that you say, yeah, don't blow smoke. You're blowing smoke up my ass. You know what?
Right. Yeah.
It means they're complimenting you insincerely. You're blowing smoke up my ass. Like you're hyping me up and I'm nothing.
Wow.
Like you're flattering me a lot. I think that's what it means.
We were all right in a way.
Yeah, we're all right in a way.
I think that's really beautiful. I think that's actually really beautiful.
That is so beautiful. Rachel, I do want to get loud about your topic because I am legit so excited. Hold on.
Wow, would you look at that.
All right, Rachel, what do you want to get loud about?
David Busters.
Yes!
Yes, David Busters. I'm a big fan. And, you know, I wasn't for a long time. Uh-huh. You know, I was not. I was like, I don't get the appeal. I don't understand. What's the point of a Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
Until I started working a job where I was giving tours to school groups that came to New York. And I got a bunch of free gift cards to Dave & Buster's. They had a bunch of extras left over. And so then I just got to go and I took all of my friends as an adult. And I was like, oh, this is the best. This is incredible. There's so many games. It's so much fun. And you can get drunk. People are like, there's like a whole bar. The prices are so weird, but the drinks are so good. There's a lot of like happy hour. I just remember paying like $16.24 for like a drink or something. And I was like, this is random, but I love it. I really love it. I wish I could go now, but I can't. Sadly.
We're talking you. So you would go to the Times Square location.
Oh, yeah. Times Square, Dave & Buster's. That's where I was heading constantly.
That's an experience.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You can really feel it. It's in the air and for free. Like I was going just because there were all of these extra cards. And I was like treating everybody. I really felt like I was something. Like, hey, yeah, you want to go to Dave & Buster's with me? Yeah, no, I got you. It's cool. You can come with me. You don't have to pay for tokens. It's cool. Like, we can get some food. It's, you know, I got you. It really felt like I was doing something. That was a hot 6 months for me personally.
That's amazing. I love Dave & Buster's as well because I do think it is that like you think, oh, this is corny. This is going to be who wants to fucking go to an arcade?
Right.
It's more than an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like someone's like a rich kid's basement, like a super, super rich kid's basement.
Yes. It's perfect. There's not many perfect things in this world.
This is beautiful. It is perfect. We need to get ahead of this because I think people hate on Dave and Buster's. So we need to overcompensate and say it is perfect.
It is the perfect place. Yes. If I could change anything about Dave and Buster's, I wouldn't.
Ooh. Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I would make it a little cheaper. Well, you had gift cards, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. I would pay every single dime. Oh, they want me to $100 now? Okay. I don't care what's good or service that is. Let's go.
I have paid and it's worth it. It's worth it. One, they have like a thing that you could buy to get like unlimited games for an hour, which is like $10. Mm. Phenomenal. Mm. Phenomenal.
That's a steal.
It's a steal. I can't.
They're practically handing it to you. What, $10? That's nothing.
I watched a TikTok the other day that was like, this is how you have fun and eat at Dave & Buster's for free. They're like, you play this game, this game, this game, and you cash your tokens in for your tickets in for free appetizers. So you get food and you play games for $10.
Wow. I had no idea. That's incredible.
I know. I also, on Wednesday, half price games. So me and my buddy, we would sometimes take off on Wednesdays and we would drive to the Palisades Mall, upstate New York. We'd walk around the mall all day. And then we go to Dave and Buster's and just get high as shit and just play for hours. We would play. Do you hear the verbiage? We would play for hours.
I feel like adults need more places of play in their lives.
Yes.
And that's why it's crazy that Dave and Buster's is looked down upon as something that adults should not be enjoying, should not have. We deserve a Dave and Buster's. It's essentially a Chuck E. Cheese, but all grown up. Honest. Okay. The only thing I would improve on a Dave and Buster's and something that people might say is unsanitary.
Okay.
Full place within it. Okay. I'm talking full slides, tunnel systems based inside of the Dave and Buster's, like all throughout. So, okay, you could walk. Oh, but you could climb up and then slide through and monkey bars your way across.
Beautiful. Like we're talking ball pits. We're talking right. Like a Mickey, like the McDonald's, like a fun pits or whatever, but just major.
Yes.
On
even
steroids.
Bigger. You got those big, I like when I did gymnastics, it's like those big foam blocks, like those big float, so that you can do flips into the, you know? Oh,
yes. And it doesn't hurt. You could just jump up in the air and just land wherever. Yeah.
You need that. People are getting wasted. You want everything to be padded, essentially.
I think I've been overcompensating my whole life because I was a big boy as a boy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I grew out of slides before I emotionally grew out of slides.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop using the play stuff because I was too big. Mm. And when you said that, I caught feelings inside because I'm like, I didn't get enough of that in my life because I was removed from that.
You need more slide time.
You know, I looked up Trampoline World and the weight limit is 200 pounds. Who's under 200 pounds anymore? That's absurd.
That's absolutely fucked up.
I literally would go, I would love to jump on a trampoline. And they'd say, no, you cannot have fun. Dave and Buster's does not do that. Why not?
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's truly.
We should burn it down. Where the fuck are they?
They're in Staten Island by the Godiva Chocolate Factory, right next to the Chocolate Factory, which is very misleading. So you either get one or the other. You know, you don't get to go to that parking lot and get both. You know, there's a clear separation of you get the car and they go, oh, they're going to the Chocolate Factory. Okay. So my mother just bought a ton of fucking Easter bunnies. So she's got a ton of Easter bunnies from the Chocolate Factory.
Wow.
She loves it. We get a hollow one, and then she takes a hammer out and smashes its head in, and we all clap. I'm 31 years old, and we watch my mom smash a chocolate bunny's head in, and we all go, yay, mom!
You know, you have to have traditions. That's good.
It is. It's one of our favorite traditions is smashing the bunny's head in.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I still get an Easter basket from my mother every year. She sends one in the mail.
Really? And what's in the Easter basket?
Well, you know, now it's more of just in the box, but all the stuff inside. But you know, she puts the eggs, like the little eggs with stuff in them. There's candy.
That's
she puts
awesome.
Some money in there too.
That's nice.
What else? She sent me some bath soak.
That's nice. Sure. Yeah. It's like some bath bombs or some stuff like that.
Yeah. And like a back scrubber. So.
Oh, nice. I need one of those for my feet.
That's true. You don't need just a back scrubber. We gotta get you the whole setup.
I gotta go look at some Bed Bath & Beyond stuff.
I think get yourself a nice one, and it's such a nice little treat that you get to have.
You're right. I
know. And it's gonna have the nice bubbles, and like, oh, maybe it'll even vibrate. Oh, and your feet will feel a little massaging going on.
Imagine
you can put some oils in there.
Rachel, all future guests are gonna be talking to me as my feet are soaking. Okay, it's gonna be a problem. I'm gonna be soaking. I'm gonna be top normal, bottom soaking. Okay, and they're gonna have you to blame.
That's okay. Tell them they can come talk to me.
100% will. When they complain, I'll let them know.
Yeah, you tell them they can come talk to me. If they don't have my number, they can slide into the DMs and I'll tell them what the fuck is up.
You go, he needed it.
Okay, he needed this shit. So why don't y'all calm the fuck down and just talk?
You know what the problem is? I walk by that place Lush and I can't breathe. So like I'm so turned away from spots like that. You know that place Lush?
You don't need to go in there.
I have.
Keep it pushing.
I have.
You walked by, you couldn't breathe, and you're like, let me go inside.
I said, I gotta throw me in the deep end.
I gotta face my fears. Oh, yeah. No.
And then one of the women recognized me from a show.
Famous.
And then I didn't want to fucking leave.
Oh. Well, look who's caught the bug.
All I'm saying is all the Lush ladies know the Seabass provolone, okay? All the ladies at Lush know Seabass provolone. They're all chatting around me when they're taking the little cupcake bath bombs, you know what I'm saying? The ones with the actual real sugar in it. They're all being like, I seen Seabass the other day, you know? But I never made a purchase.
No? You're going in, getting complimented as fuck and not buying anything?
I do that for Lush, and I'll do that for olive oil stores. I'll walk anytime there's an olive oil store. I'll walk in. I'll do a lap.
Are you testing? Are you tasting?
I'm testing. I'm not tasting. I have pH strips. I'm testing, Rachel. I'm not tasting. I'm testing. I swash around. I have water. I'm seeing and making sure it doesn't combine, that it separates. I'm testing at the olive oil places. Okay.
I'm really sorry, but that's disgusting. You can't keep doing that. You gotta be tasting. You gotta be swallowing. I need you to be going into an olive oil store and swallowing the olive oil.
I spit the olive oil. No. I go. Oh, bah, 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 bah. I swash it around my mouth. I go. What year is that from again? And they go, they're all new. All the olive oils are new.
They're not old. Can olive oil be old? Can you use old ass olive oil?
I don't know. I went on this tour in Italy and. It was like a tour of olive oil and they were showing us the barrels. And then at the end, they were saying that the government's trying to fuck them. And there was this whole propaganda thing about like how they're trying to make them use like certain like plastic barrels rather than wooden barrels.
Oh,
I don't know what we could do with this information.
I was going to say, I haven't been through a Dave & Buster's probably in like 15 years. So what is your like favorite adult game? Like, what do you guys like to do as adults? What's your favorite game?
There's one that's all of these little baubles that are on a wall and they light up really fast and you have to hit them.
Yes.
When they light up. And I think it's just the best. I mean, you get so tired.
Yes.
I love it.
We just need to normalize sweating at Dave & Buster's. Everyone has to be.
Is it not normalized? Is it looked down upon?
People, I look down upon myself, but I need to be okay with the fact that I sweat at Dave & Buster's.
I think you're not doing Dave & Buster's right if you're not sweating buckets.
Thank you.
Personally.
Thank you.
That's just how I feel.
I wear a hat and usually I'm lifting it and pushing my hair back and it's literally slicked back because I'm soaking in sweat.
I think that's smart. That's right. That's the way to go.
My favorite game, the Kung Fu Panda game, where there's like three little barrels on each side and you have to go as fast. It's similar to the light game, but more focused. And one time I got the high score And there was a person watching me get the high score. It was, it's a great feeling.
It's nice. I mean, I wouldn't be able to handle it, but when like a little crowd gathers, they're like, whoa, oh my God. Whoa, that's awesome. You're being that guy. Oh my God, that's crazy. Like, wow, nothing can beat that.
No.
Nothing.
You'd get rather do that than a comedy show?
Yes. Comedy a show, crowd of birth Dave of a and child. Busters. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
Give me a crowd of absolute pure strangers adoring me for conquering a video game. Oh my God.
That's a special moment. Because they're all trying to get where you are right then.
Yes.
They all want what you have.
Ugh. And they can't.
They can't. Ugh. God, I actually love Dave and Buster's. I'm so excited. I sometimes talk to my one buddy, Matt. I'm like, I can't wait till we could go to the mall again and go to Dave and Buster's. It's like, truly, I have the shirt, the one that says winner on the front from Dave and Buster's. We have matching t-shirts that say winner, and we go to Dave and Buster's wearing matching t-shirts that are from Dave and Buster's from winning so much.
What's the best prize? That's my next question. Is it just free food, like get free apps, or do you want like a prize?
There's two prizes that I've seen that I want.
What is it?
One is a decanter, a fancy ass decanter with two rocks glasses that say Dave and Buster's, but it's not like the blue and orange. It's like chiseled into the glass.
Classy.
It's class. It's class, but trash all in one. And I think I need that.
That's so classy because you could have it up in your house and no one would really notice. And then they'd be like, what's DB? And then you're like, it's Dave and Buster's.
Yes.
I don't know what the reaction would be, but like that's nice.
Yeah. So that's one of my dream ones. Yeah. Also, they have a Roomba and there's something so fun to me about like, about literally earning so much, so many tickets from playing skee ball and fun other games, you know, throwing a ball into a fucking like little a milk jug. I did that so many times so well that I got a vacuum cleaner. There's something so fun to me about that because it's so adult and so childish at the same time.
I mean, yeah, because you could buy a Roomba. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wanted a Roomba.
I could definitely buy a Roomba. I hate to flex. I live at my parents' house. I'm not paying rent. I could buy a Roomba right now. I'm not paying rent. We could splurge on a Roomba, okay? But my parents might be coming downstairs being like, maybe you move out if you're buying Roombas for fun. If you're buying two Roombas and trying to have them battle each other, maybe you move out.
You could put a little speaker on it like they did in that show. I can't think of.
Parks and Rec.
I love TV.
Yes, Parks and Rec.
I love television.
Oh my God. Everything it's a golden age, you know.
It's a golden age.
Oh.
I'm just happy we recognized it in the moment, you know? Because usually it passes and you go, we were in the golden age of TV.
What? I missed it, you know? But that's not what we're doing.
No, we live consuming. It and we say, yes. Oh, God. Thank you for saying that. I've never eaten a single meal at Dave and Buster's.
You've never eaten a meal there?
No, I've never had any. I know I talked about the snacks before. That was just a TikTok I saw.
Wow.
Yeah. Is the food good?
The food is like fine food. It's fine. Okay food. I will say.
Okay.
And maybe I'm crazy. But I think the drinks at Dave and Buster's are on another level. Personally, think that they're doing something special over there. Something is happening. They're making really good drinks.
What do you drink? Because I think you like cider and spiked seltzers, correct? Or is that
Excuse me? Where are you rosé? Getting this information?
You liked rosé.
Where are you compiling you like this information from some like meme online what is this compiling?
I'm just thinking about what I've seen you drink.
Okay, I didn't know if I was being distilled from my Ariana Grande and Beyonce choices from
No, I've seen you drink like rosé or maybe ciders. Is that true?
And big bottles of whiskey.
That's what you like. If you have your choice.
I like a rosé. I want a mixed drink. At Dave and Buster's, I got some real mixed-ass drinks, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't something blue with like a little pineapple, a little, you know, a little cherry, you know, and it's got a nice straw on it, like big, tall, interesting looking glass, you know, maybe there's an ombre inside of the coloring of the drink. Like
that's not short for umbrella, everyone. I got confused for a second. There's not an umbrella in the middle of the drink. No. Okay.
I thought Rachel's not just very cool.
She is very cool, but she wasn't being very cool in that moment. Ombre means like a change of colors, I believe. Okay.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Context clues.
Ombre is, yes, a change in colors. There's not a small umbrella inside of the drink.
Normally goes on the outside, though, the umbrella.
Yeah, that's the outside. That's the outside of the drink.
Umbrellas on the outside, ombres on the inside.
Listen, ombre is like, it's an O, not a U. Umbrella, ombre.
See, Rachel, you're using letters like I respect them, okay? You know, I just throw around words willy-nilly, okay? An ER, I just make an A all the time, okay?
No.
I have no respect for what letters want to be.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Learning a lot.
There's nothing that stresses me out more than having to read in front of people.
Oh, like aloud.
Yeah, like aloud. Like I'm not good at, I'm good by myself. I'm good if I practice. In front of people, I'm getting confused.
So you didn't like that in school?
No, very much. Very. I would, if I mess up a word, I would make it very funny. On purpose, I would mess it up.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
You know? There's a 60% chance I get this. I'm just going to go in the total opposite direction and butcher it on purpose.
I would sometimes just say a different word if I didn't know the word that was coming up, and the teacher would have to stop me and say, Sebastian, you're not reading off the paper. There's a paper. There's words, and you're just not reading off the paper. I go, I tried. You know what I mean?
Okay, but are you crushing? Is everyone else in the class laughing?
Everyone is laughing, except my sister would be in the class because I had a twin and she would be in the class. She did not laugh.
You have a twin sister?
I never told you this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I have a twin sister. And she's the reason why I'm a little bit smart, because when in elementary school and junior high, she was like, she was a hard worker, and we were always in like the talented, gifted class. And
okay. Well, all right.
I don't mean to brag about things that happened 20 years ago, but in elementary school, I was in the talented and gifted class.
Okay, well, I'm not so. All right.
I was smart, and she worked hard, right? She was smart too, but she was like a very, like I'm going to do the homework and yada, yada. So she would come home and she would be like, Mom, we have all this homework. So I would have to like do my homework because she would tell my parents all the work we had to do. And she would be an overachiever. So it would say, write 3 pages. She would write 8. So then my parents would be like, well, Sebastian, you have to at least write 5 then.
Yeah. Wow. Dang. No idea.
Do you have a brother or sister?
Yeah, I have 4 half brothers and 1 half sister.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. They're older than you?
All so much older than me.
I think I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. They're I was like born an aunt.
What do you
They already had kids by the time.
She has nieces and nephews older than. Yeah.
Ugh. That sentence confused me. That felt like a riddle. It kind of was. What is someone when they are not born?
So you were never in high school or middle school with any of your siblings.
That confused the fuck out of me. No. I felt like I just took a Mensa test right now. I feel like that was just
that
a Mensa
was
test.
That was not a riddle. Let's say,
I am Mensa, so I figured it out pretty quick. All I'm saying. I'm Mensa.
You're
you didn't know
Mensa?
This? I'm in
wow.
Mensa. I'm
a, congratulations. Yeah.
I hate to brag,
what's
but I'm in Mensa.
What's that like?
It's hard. You know, I've gone on record. I counted clouds for NASA back in high school.
Counted clouds for NASA?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a science experiment. It definitely wasn't something that the teachers gave me to keep me busy. It definitely wasn't a busy assignment, but every day I have to go.
Yeah, Sebastian, keep doing that. We're going to send these in at the end of the month.
Yeah. 100%.
They said.
What were you saying, Robbie? Before I said ridiculous stuff?
So no, none of your siblings were in high school or middle school or anything with you at the same time.
They've been adults, just full grown adults, old enough to be my parents.
Oh, nice.
And how old are their kids your age?
Some of them are older than me. And then some of them are a couple years younger than me. And then
that must have been really funny for them.
Oh, but now I'm a great aunt. Because a couple of them just have started. One of them has been having kids for a while, but another one just had another kid like a few days ago.
Oh my God, congrats.
And she's younger than me and she had a kid.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Some people like that.
Here's the thing. I bet you I'll be a great, great aunt before I die.
That's so beautiful.
Well, it sounds like if you love Dave and Buster's, I'm sure the kids will like Dave and Buster's.
I'm going to treat the fuck out of these children. Yeah. They are going to be spoiled. I also feel bad because I was like a kid when I was an aunt. So I wasn't like a real aunt. And so now I'm like, I'm going to be a real aunt because I want to like do fun stuff. But I was like, I can't do fun stuff. I'm like 20 and you're 14.
Sure.
I don't have any money. I can't do anything for you.
No. It must have been fun for them when you were born and they were holding you as a baby, being like, look how tiny my aunt is. You know what I mean? Holding a little baby, being like, hey, I'm going to bring my aunt to the party and just showing up with a little baby. Well, that's wild for many reasons.
Yeah. Why was I going as a child? Yeah, but no, I think it was fun for her.
I had a birthday party at Fun Station USA, which was like a child version of Dave and Buster's. Did you have like a place like that that was just Chuck E. Cheese?
Fun Station USA.
We had Fun Time America.
Fun
like
Bubble.
Laser tag, maybe like a Himalaya. Maybe some
Himalaya?
Have you ever been on a Himalaya?
Yes, no? It's the circle. It's
just a ride that goes in a circle and like up and down.
And then it goes backwards.
Yes,
we've got to the same places.
Is it on the ground or in the air?
It's on the ground.
Yeah.
It's probably at like a fair, like a county fair. They probably have
up
an
and
equivalent.
Down?
It's like little
in
hills.
The air?
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
What hills? Are the hills? What are the hills? They're in the game? I mean,
no, it's like a ride.
Heard of this.
Like something like this.
What?
Have you not like been to, I guess, at like a fair?
Yeah.
Or an amusement park?
This has got hills?
Yeah, it goes like up and down a little. You see how it's like kind of slanted?
Mm. Yeah. It goes on a slant, huh? Huh.
Oh my God. Rachel, this is Rachel's double downing on not even knowing when she sees the picture. Even when she sees Rachel, you could just go, oh yeah, I know, I remember that. Instead, Rachel's like, I'm gonna insist being baffled.
On like a boardwalk. We grew up in the same area. Like
know.
On a boardwalk
I don't know.
Or a fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, no. I don't know. I
you
don't
saw
know.
It like you've never seen a ride before.
I don't know.
It was like the first time
I've
people
seen,
saw horses.
I know rides. I know what rides are. There's
what?
The Ferris wheel.
Okay, that's
carousel.
These are the most boring rides ever.
Roller coaster. Nice. The little one that's a swing. The one that's kind of like a swing.
That was scary. The wicker baskets, that's gonna hold me in the air.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
I've
gonna
done
hold
that
me.
One. Yeah.
I didn't like that. I felt like Toto in The Wizard of Oz when I was in that
I
show.
Always threw up. No,
did you?
No doubt. Yeah. I threw up constantly after rides. I remember one time I felt nauseous after a ride when I was going for like choir for a trip. And the teacher was like, oh, your stomach's feeling bad? You should just eat something. Why don't you eat a Frito chili pie?
A Frito chili pie?
okay, you know, I'm in fourth grade, and I was like, all right, I'll eat it. And so I ate a whole Frito chili pie, and then my friends were like, Rachel, let's go on this other ride. And I was like, okay, I think I'm feeling better. And so I went on another ride that was like spinning too, and it was like all three of us sitting all together, and I was sitting in the middle. Yeah. And the ride starts going, and I was like, halfway through, I said, I'm going to throw up. I was like, I'm gonna throw up, guys. I was like, and I couldn't throw up off the side because they were next to me. And so I was like panicking, just like, and also I'm already embarrassed because in fourth grade I was at a new, I was new, and I had gotten boobs for the first time, and everyone was really curious about them, and I had gotten my period in fourth grade, and so like everyone knew that like I was totally developing.
What are these things that came to the class?
Listen, I went to a lot of sleepovers, and a lot of girls asked me to take my top off for them.
No.
Yes. Did you do it?
No, it was very uncomfortable. I had called my mom and I told her to pick me up because I didn't know what to do because all of these little white girls wanted to see my tits.
Oh my god.
So that's all like running through my mind, and then I'm like, I'm gonna embarrass myself, and I'm like begging them, like calling them to turn off the ride. I was like, please, but I throw up right on myself. I had to throw up on myself, and it got on the people next to me too. And it was just, I was just covered in it. And the woman who had told me that I should eat a Frito chili pie, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, let's get you some clothes. But like, there weren't any clothes. So I just like had to wear my like throw up clothes back on the bus all the way back to the school.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a
I left. That school.
Yeah, that's you leave. There's no recovering after that. There's no recovering after puke. A Frito, what was that called? A Frito chicken pie? What
Frito chili pie.
A Frito chili pie.
What is that?
Oh, it's the best thing in the entire world. I love Frito chili pies. Fritos, chili, a little bit of onions, and then you got cheese, and sometimes a little bit of salsa.
And you just eat it with a fork.
You can eat it right out of the bag, right out of the Frito bag. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had that. Oh, wow. That does sound incredible. I've seen people do it at 7-Eleven, like open the bag. It's people from the South. They like open the bag and they put the chili and the cheese in the bag of chips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they called it something else.
It's got some other names. I believe it.
Wow. So you have been to fairs. Why ask if you had had like a fun station or like a Chuck E. Cheese's? Because I want to know if your first experience walking into like an arcade like that was at Dave and Buster's. Because I remember my parents were like, we're not going to take you to Disney World until you can appreciate it as an adult, because we want your first time to be magical. And I was 13 or was 12 when I went. Yeah.
Oh. I'm like trying to remember.
I also think my parents were a little poor, and that was a nice excuse for them.
I mean, that's a good way to say it, to make you not think that it's anything else.
100%. I mean, we did plenty of other vacations. We had a lot of beautiful vacations. My dad sometimes listens, so...
Really?
Yeah. Like, what am I went to a lot of right now?
He won't be bothered by the blowing smoke off the ass. But the vacation, no, we had nice vacations.
Where'd you go on vacation?
We went to a lot of museums. Believe it or not, I went to a lot of museums. Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah, and my parents, there's one thing, the one story that they love to tell about me in the museum. We were in, I was in a stroller, and I forget what museum we're in. My aunt worked in museums, and we were in a crowded elevator, and the doors opened, and there was like a statue in front of us, and there was a naked statue, and I was like in a stroller. I just pointed. I go, big nipples. Just yelled big nipples, and then the door closed. And my parents love telling that story for some reason.
Wow. I mean, that's a good story.
I mean, I guess so.
Wow. Look at you go.
My mom. Yeah, it's a real good story.
That's a great story. I'm going to start telling it.
Honestly, that's how you know it's a good story. When other people start telling and be like, so there's this guy, Sebastian, and he's a little boy. Okay. Imagine this person you don't know as a little boy. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, so is Sebastian. He's really funny. Okay, so there's this guy, and he was at UCB. I don't know how far back I should go. Yeah.
So was there a place like that?
I don't know. I mean, there was like places like that at the mall. I remember there were like little arcades. I'm trying to think. I feel like I went to something like it in Seattle, but there wasn't anything like that in Texas, or at least that I went to. Mm-hmm. Where did I? Oh, well, the State Fair.
Oh.
The State Fair definitely has lots of rides. Big carnival.
Yes.
Situation.
Interesting. The State Fair is like a low tech Dave and Buster's.
No.
I was wrong.
It's like a low tech Disney World.
And I'm going to have to say that's actually no. So it's pretty, we're all disrespecting the State Fair. Okay. Have we been? Has anyone gone to the State Fair of Texas?
Not of Texas. No.
I've never been to Texas.
Okay. So those problems abound. The State Fair of Texas is the best state fair. I've not been to many.
Okay. Okay.
This is the best state fair. The State Fair of Texas, huge, massive. Okay. It's like, it's in Fair Park. They call it Fair Park because that's where they started putting the state fair. There's a full auto show that happens and a massive building that you got all these cars. You can go, you're sitting in them. You're going around, you're looking at them. All different brands of cars, breeds, sizes. Then you got a whole other building.
The cars are inside?
Inside.
That's fun.
It's like a showroom.
That's fun. Oh, okay.
They're all around and it's massive. It's like all different cars. Oh, and you can enter to win one. Then you got another side, okay?
Okay.
That's just all goods, wares, eateries, napkins, cutlery, some pans, some pots.
Okay, I've never, food. I'm lost. I have no idea what's in this section over here.
This section is bits and bobs and babs, okay?
Bits and bobs and babs. Now we're talking. Now we're speaking my language, okay?
These little diddly dudes and diddly dots, okay? They got kind of every little such and such that you want. Okay, there's a whole building of that. Then you have another building, just food. It's all foods. It's all different little food places. You're getting your fried pickles. You're getting your fried green tomatoes. I mean, they're known for all of their fried stuff. Okay, you're getting a Dole Whip. You're getting some fried root beer. Oh, Dole Whip. Come on. Now, this is delicious. Okay, this is like pineapple. Okay, it's pineapple. You're a pineapple fan? Okay?
I love pineapple. I cut it. I drink it with a straw out the pineapple, the juice.
You're going to love this. Whenever you can have a Dole Whip, it's like ice cream, but it's not. Okay. I don't know exactly what they're doing. It's not exactly ice cream, but it's frozen and it's it's like whipped up pineapple juice, Dole.
Oh,
like the brand.
Like the brand. I love Dole. Big supporter. I have stock in Dole.
Yes.
I do my Robin. I'm through the roof about Dole. You know, my Robinhood account is just seeing how Dole did that day. You know what I mean? Fuck GameStop. I'm about Dole.
This is smart because Dole's never going out of style.
Of course not. Thank
you. No.
Fruit's only going to be more popular.
You can also get yourself one of the best corn dogs ever.
Never Fletcher's. Had a corn dog. Never.
Are you kidding me? This corn dog is gonna fuck you up. This corn dog, crispy, crunchy, the most delightful little like bits like coming off of the sides. They got mustard. I think they're making it in house. Okay, and then the inside, soft, delicious. You're gonna want 12 of these corn dogs, but it's. It's got the deliciousness of 12 in one.
Do they sell them by the dozen?
I've never.
They should.
I've never had a corn dog, but my mouth is wet. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Like, I am salivating over that description.
You're not even ready for this corn dog yet.
I'm not.
Okay, they got these corn dogs. They also got a few fried Oreos that are pretty good over there. A few good funnel cakes. They got a few. What else is really? Oh, also they got some bits of like alligator that you can get. Like, there's
favorite food
is everything.
When I was a kid, that's all I would eat. I was a very picky eater. Only alligator. I'm sorry. Sometimes I can't help myself. But was there like a game where you shoot the water into the thing and the
You got a whole section,
uh-huh,
game based games and rides, little haunted houses. You got the Ferris wheel. You got one of those things that kind of take you around so you can kind of look at stuff inside of the little carriage. You're in a little carriage and you can kind of ride across, whatever that's called.
No idea. No idea.
Oh, and the best okay. part. Oh, well, there's also the stockyards and the rodeo that's also there too. And
that part's a little
and funny. There's a football.
What do you mean there's football? Wait, you can't just throw. Oh yeah, and by the way, there's the Texans a rodeo. Play. And- yeah,
yeah. There's like a bowl. There's like they do the whatever it is. You know, not the Rose Bowl, but maybe the Rose Bowl. I can't remember. One of them there.
Okay.
And there's Big Tex, who is the icon of the State Fair. It's Big Tex. He's the giant, massive figure standing in the middle of the fair. And he says to everyone coming in, the little animatronic guy that says, "Howdy, y'all. I'm Big Tex. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas." And he is big and he wears a big hat. And there was a lot of controversy because the Big Tex that I grew up with did burn down in the last 5 years. I mean, went up in flames. Disgusting. It was really sad. A lot of people were heartbroken. And then they replaced him. And the new Big Tex, you know, he looks a little different. He looks a little strange, but he's still Big Tex.
Okay. Okay, so not as good as the old, but we still love.
I think so.
That's nice. Now, here is going to be the... You just talk with passion, fire, heat, right? You made the State Fair come to life to New York boys that have never been across... What is it, the Mason-Dixon line? I don't know. What's the Texas thing?
The Red River? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, right? Right? So here's my question. Mm-hmm. You have one night. You're sick. It's no good. You're sick. It's no good.
Oh no.
You got one night.
Uh-huh.
It's one parking lot. So one side's the State Tax Fair. The other side, D&B. Where you go?
Oh God. I got one night. I'm gonna die.
You die. It's September 10th. Okay. It's September 10th.
And the next day I'm going to work in the World Trade Center.
Yes. So you either go to the Texas State Fair or Dave & Buster's, right?
Yeah, either way I got to fly back to New York.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I got to fly back to New York. But I'm terminal, so you know. Well,
you're terminal and it's September 11th. No matter what, you're going down. And you're flying, okay? It's a problem across the board. Every which way.
I'm going to the State Fair. I'm going to the State Fair.
I respect that.
Yeah. I got it. The State Fair holds so much memory. There's also a lot of museums at the State Fair too. And so a lot of people inside of the museums, they'll like sell stuff too, do like art performances.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And there's concerts. They do concerts outside too.
I love this. So I mean,
the fair, yeah. I would have to go State Fair.
You know what? Dave & Buster's may be perfect, but sometimes you don't need perfect in your life. Sometimes you need something that's a little flawed. And I did go to a fair once. Mm-hmm. I got hammered and I left.
Okay.
I walked around. I threw a couple buckets. I threw a couple rings on some buckets and I left.
You're going to go to the State Fair one day.
100%. I do think it's right up my alley.
I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you go, you have to tell me.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I'm the type of guy that if I go to a place and they're playing music outside, I'll dance as I walk. Oh, like I have fun.
You're never going to stop dancing.
I know. I already feel the vibes of this place. I would have like a big drink in my hand.
Yes.
And dancing and walking, like having fun, mm-hmm. and saying hi to all the people that are working there. I could already tell I'd be having a blast.
And they would love that.
100. I think that they like
they're excited. They're being like, "Oh, you never been? Where are you from?"
They would welcome him with his thick accent.
Oh, they would love it.
Really?
They would love it. Oh, they would embrace you.
I would get a cowboy hat just to have fun, too.
They probably do some gentle ribbing, you know?
That's nice. And I would do some back.
But fun. The kind that you know that they like you.
Yes, 100. I like a tease. I like a nice tease. Mm-hmm. Like, be like, oh, we got to get this. It's a New Yorker. Who knows if they're going to even like this? You know, like, I'm about that. I'm about some teasing like that.
You're going to get that for sure.
Interesting. Wow. Well, I promise you this. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
That's fun.
Thank you.
You were a great salesman.
Yes, you were. You were. Oh, by the way, this episode is brought to you by the Texas State Fair. By the way, and the slogan is better than Dave and Buster's, you know? Rachel, I had such a good time talking to you. I miss you so much, honestly.
I will say Dave and Buster's originated in Dallas, Texas. So maybe
it
was somebody's vision to bring the state fair into malls across the country.
Wow. That's really beautiful. That's the story. That's what's his name? That's my new George Harrison. That's what I'm gonna choose to believe is true.
Yes. I'm all about just believe what you want to be true when it comes to that sort of stuff. Yes, George Harrison.
Born and raised, died on Staten Island.
As soon as this episode's over, I'm going upstairs to confront my family about this. We're having a sit down. We're having a sit-down family meeting about where George Harrison died after this podcast. Just in case we don't release an episode next week, everyone know things went sour after this episode with me and my family. Okay? Rachel, I'm so happy that you came and did this. Is there anything that you'd like to plug for all the hotties out there listening?
No.
That's
you
nice.
You can follow me, I guess, right?
Yes.
Online. On Twitter.
100%. We'll make sure to tag you. We'll link all your social media. Okay.
Well,
Rachel's having a hard time. That's nice.
Lord, something fell. at Rachel Pegram.
Beautiful. Rachel.
That's on Twitter.
Rachel, this was one of the worst plugs I've ever heard. Robbie can
on Instagram it's at I am Rachel Pegram because the other one got stolen from me by a relative.
By a relative?
You know, I really gotta stop telling this in this way. She's one of these days she's gonna listen to anytime I do this on a podcast and she's gonna say, what the fuck, Rachel? Well, she's not even really my relative anymore. She's my brother's ex-wife, who I don't see any, but she took it.
Your brother.
She doesn't use it. But then also maybe she was catfishing. Maybe she got hacked. I'm not sure.
Your brother married a person with the same first and last name as you?
She's got the, you know, she married in, so she kept the last name.
What, Sebastian?
Don't do that, Sebastian.
Mensa, bro.
I'm gonna need you to be back in those Mensa classes.
I'm doing Mensa summer school right now. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Mensa summer school. We're gonna get shit right. Robbie, is there anything that you like to plug?
No, just keep listening to the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. We do 2 episodes a week.
Yeah, come listen. We do solo episodes. Robbie and I just talk about bullshit. We got guests. Please, we love all you hotties out there. Please keep sharing the podcast. All right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.